how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us life. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With your case, they have your case. And we sit back to
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. We are with you tonight, as we are every weeknight. And we are with you from 8 till 10 Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. And this is Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New England, and American Talk Radio. How are you? Well, tonight we have an open forum. What do they call it? Open mic, open day, open night, Friday, whatever. I usually don't like those types of things because I think it was Rush Limbaugh that started that whole thing. Or at least I used to hear it on his program. And I hate to be a copier, a follower. I like to be different. So that's why I don't like to use the term. However, I will say that that's exactly what we'll do tonight. A lot of issues and a lot to catch up on, because we've had so many interesting guests in the last week, and we'll continue to do so. That, yeah, Free Thinker Friday might be a suggestion for the word. I don't know. Open Thinker, Mindful Thinker. Because of that, we decided to have that forum. That's right. Open Mic, Open Mind Friday. And that's me, Rick Adams, and much indeed to talk about. I've got some emails here and some information, some newspaper articles that will enlighten you. Let's put it that way. Let's see now. We have some interesting ones, to say the least. And the first one that we'll be dealing with tonight is 530 Iraqi scientists have been assassinated. Targeted killings. Who has done the targeting? Who has done the assassinating? Well, according to one news site, one group, the Israeli Mossad has assassinated 530 Iraqi scientists and professors in the last 7 months of this U.S.-led invasion and occupation. Iraqi resistance report for events of Wednesday, the 15th of June, translated and compiled by Mohammed Abu Nasser, member editorial board, the Free Arab Voice. I don't know how accurate this information is. It might not be accurate at all. It might be highly accurate. But you could probably get on the site for yourself, www.freearabvoice.org, and see what he has to say about the contention that, there have indeed been these 530 Iraqi scientists and professors that have been murdered. That's nothing new for the Mossad. I mean, they've been doing that from day one. But we'll have to probe this a little bit and see if it adds up, see if it makes sense. It certainly is not something I would discount automatically, that's for sure. Our number here is 800-313-9443. Toll free, 800-313-9443 on Uncensored Radio Free America. We will join you right away in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
What kind of government rules your world? We have no government.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't that be nice, huh, compared to what we do have? Near total government. And this article here from this website we're talking about claims that the Zionist Mossad has been exercising hit squads very actively in Iraq over the last 7 months particularly, but over a year or so now they've been there. We do have confirmation from other sources in the media that the Mossad has been welcomed in Iraq with the U.S. occupation. No wonder, right? And, of course, they have been very active. That is, Israeli agents have been very active, as well as Jews in general, who heretofore were not allowed to immigrate there, are now coming in record numbers, setting up shop to make money, of course, and to do some wholesale business and retail business as well. That has been confirmed. This report from www.freearabvoice.org claims that these Mossad agents have been involved in Iraq working with U.S. intelligence, and claims that they have been taking a number of scientists and university professors and assassinating them. It claims in cooperation with the Mossad, U.S. military forces in Iraq had assassinated 350 Iraqi scientists and more than 200 university professors in scientific and other disciplines. The Palestine Information Center quoted the report as saying that units of the Mossad and Israeli commandos have been operating on Iraqi territory for more than a year, the focus of their activities being the assassination of Iraq scientists and intellectuals. The Zionists resorted to the large-scale assassination campaign, the report said, after the failure of American efforts that started immediately after the American occupation of Iraq, aimed at attracting a number of Iraqi scientists to cooperate and go to work for the United States. The report stated that although a few Iraq scientists did go to work in U.S. government centers, the vast majority of them later refused to cooperate with U.S. scientists and fled the United States for other countries. Those Iraqis who chose to remain in their country were subjected to long sessions of interrogation and investigation by U.S. occupation authorities. Some were subjected to torture. The Zionist Mossad, however, came to believe that allowing those scientists to remain alive could constitute a failure to the security of the Zionist entity. And, of course, you get the picture here. Now, we've heard these reports for some time that this is what systematically going on. And quite frankly, as I say, I can't just take this one source and say that it has accurate information. I don't doubt it, but it's certainly food for thought, because what is the United States doing, in fact, in Iraq? Well, we find out. Interestingly enough, we do find out about this oil pipeline that may be going directly to Israel. That's right, you heard me correctly. You know, people had been saying this right at the beginning of the invasion, that that would be the case. Israel would get this oil. And we've never heard in the so-called mainstream media any actual confirmation of it. At least I haven't. But here we read by Amir Cohen, writing in Haaretz. That's a newspaper in Israel. U.S. checking possibility of pumping oil from northern Iraq to Haifa via Jordan. The United States has asked Israel to check the possibility of pumping oil from Iraq to the oil refinery in Haifa. The request came in a telegram this past week from a senior Pentagon official to a top foreign ministry official in Jerusalem. The prime minister's office, which views the pipeline to Haifa as a bonus the U.S. could give to Israel in return for its unequivocal support for the American-led campaign in Iraq, had asked the Americans for the official telegram. Isn't that funny? The new pipeline would take oil from the Kirkuk area, where some 40% of Iraqi oil is produced, and then transported via Mosul, then across the Jordan area into Israel. The U.S. telegram included a request for a cost estimate for repairing the Mosul-Haifa pipeline that was in use prior to 1948. During the Israeli War for Independence, the Iraqis stopped the flow of oil to Haifa, and the pipeline fell into disrepair over the years. The National Infrastructure Ministry has recently conducted research indicating that construction of a 42-inch diameter pipeline between Kirkuk and Haifa would cost about $400,000 per kilometer. The old Mosul-Haifa pipeline, you see, was only 8 inches in diameter. National Infrastructure Minister Yosef Petensky said yesterday that the port of Haifa is an attractive destination for Iraqi oil, and that he plans to discuss the matter with the U.S. Secretary of Energy during his planned visit to Washington next month. Petensky added that the plan depends on Jordan's consent, and that Jordan would receive a transit fee for allowing the oil to be piped through its territory. Well, isn't that nice of Israel? Isn't that wonderful? And who do you think is going to wind up subsidizing this transit fee, my friend? Well, the minister noted, however, that due to pan-Arab concerns, it will be pretty hard for the Jordanians to agree to the flow of Iraqi oil via Jordan and Israel. Sources in Jerusalem confirmed yesterday that Americans are looking into the possibility of laying a new pipeline via Jordan and Israel. There is also a pipeline running via Syria that has not been used in some three decades. Iraqi oil is now being transported via Turkey to a small Mediterranean port near the Syrian border. The transit fee collected by Turkey is an important source of revenue for the country. This line has been damaged by sabotage twice in recent weeks and is presently out of service. So here we are now, more pipelines deals in the pipelines, including one for Turkey and Iraq and Jordan. And, of course, who is the primary beneficiary here? Well, again, it is the state of Israel. So it's not surprising, as I was saying to someone tonight when we taped some TV programs, it's not surprising that America is being hated more and more and more because of its policies that benefit one country primarily. And that country is not the United States, and it most certainly is not Iraq or Afghanistan, for that matter. 800-313-9443 is our number. Here's another media release I think you should know about. U.S. concentration camps, FEMA, now under the OHS. All right. There are over 600 prison camps in the United States, all fully operational and ready to receive prisoners. They are all staffed and even surrounded by full-time guards, but they're all empty. These camps are to be operated by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, should martial law need to be implemented in the good old U.S. of A. It's the Rex 84 program, established on the reasoning that if a mass exodus of illegal aliens crossed the Mexican-U.S. border, they would be quickly rounded up and detained in detention centers by FEMA. Rex 84 allowed many military bases to be closed down and to be turned into prisons. Operation Cable Splicer and Garden Plot are the two sub-programs which will be implemented once the Rex 84 program is initiated for its proper purpose. Garden Plot is the program to control the population. Cable Splicer is the program for an orderly takeover of state and local governments by the FedGov. FEMA is the executive arm of the coming police state, and thus will head up all operations. The presidential executive order, already listed on the Federal Register, are also part of the legal framework for this operation. Well, what do you think of that? What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think that maybe some of these camps, these hundreds and hundreds of camps, are going to be detention centers for you and me and ordinary Americans who have spoken out against this renegade regime in Washington and the forces of un-Americanism that control it? I think that is a very, very real possibility, my friends. You can tickle the phone if you have a comment on that or anything else. I have a lot more to bring up tonight on the broadcast. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here, reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation, thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today, and be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
Yes, and we are back now. 800-313-9443. Is the toll-free number to join us on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are growing and getting stronger every day. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, everyone, for supporting us. Let's take our calls. Hello, Scott in Massachusetts.
Hi, Rick.
Yes, Scott, how are you?
Brother Rick, I'm doing well, and I'm happy to have a chance to talk to you.
Thank you.
And you're talking about the Mideast. And the
oil
center of Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of it we're going to get in the United States, but with intercontinental ballistic missiles in place, anything's possible. Any kind of devastation is possible anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up early this morning, Rick.
Uh-huh.
Probably just as you were going to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
How early was that?
3:30.
All right, 3:30 Eastern time?
Yep.
Okay.
And the day before I was up at 4, I get up early.
Good for you.
Well, I turn on the tube, and what do I see on C-SPAN? I see a democratically held meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't any kind of scheduled official governmental body meeting, but a bunch of Democrats meeting downstairs. It was interesting. Now, just off the top of my head, Rick, here's the guys who were there. Conyers was heading it up. McDermott was there. Moran was there. Frank was there. Nadler was there. Scott was there. Waters was there.
Uh-huh.
And there were people in and out all day. So there had to be 30 of the most left-wing Democrats in the House in and out of this meeting asking questions of four panelists.
Yes.
It's almost like a nonprofit organization setup.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times the Democrats complained that they were stuck in a tiny room in the basement of the Capitol and that the Republicans had scheduled numerous votes, 11, I think they said, and some other very important things that were necessary to, they contended, to interfere directly in the meeting they were having.
Mm-hmm.
And this was said on a number of occasions during this probably an hour and a half session, which if anybody gets a chance to watch it, it was all about Bush, his lies, and the Iraqi war, and how many people are hurt, and how much it's costing, and how many lies had to be told in order to get us into it. One of the panelists was an ex-CIA retired guy who had a lot of dealings in the Middle East. Another guy was an ambassador, a federal ambassador. Wilson, his name was. It was his wife who was outed.
And he was Valerie Plame, yes.
And he was there. Now, he was not a happy camper that the Bush administration set his wife up, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
Another woman was there. This is the panelist now whose son had died. She had very little to say. And then the third guy who was there was someone who had written a book outlining the parameters for impeachment based on lies and high crimes and misdemeanors against Bush. He wrote a book. So the plan is basically there. So to make a long story short,
yes,
they're very happy about this meeting. They're unhappy that it's in such a small room, but they do compliment the press for being there. And there's actually a pan shot by C-SPAN of how much press is there. Maybe I saw six or seven cameras filming the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to everything, and it was an amazing meeting.
Yeah.
The guy from the CIA was asked directly by, I think it was Moran, what, in your opinion, was the reason for the invasion of Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oil and Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, if you heard me last night in the second hour, I read extensively about that and about the many people now that have come forth in this administration, out of this administration, who have said the same thing. There's no question that a large part of the equation in Iraq was to essentially do Israel's killing and do Israel's warring.
Right.
And
Israel's
that's
fitting.
Obvious. Yeah.
And he also indicated that Bush was wrapped around Sharon's baby finger. And and this CIA retired guy actually put his finger up and made the circle around it to indicate how much Bush was wrapped around Sharon's finger.
Yeah, and not only Bush, as you know, Scott, the whole U.S. government is essentially in the same
position. Well, it's infiltrated at all levels by bureaucrats that are part of this conspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, John Cohen Kerry would not have been any different than George Bush now as far as the finger controlling him from Israel, that's for sure. Stay where you are, Scott, if you can. We'll be back with this topic and more calls right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Very curious world.
Yes, indeed it is. And we are back. And we're back with Scott from Massachusetts. Scott, are you there?
Yes, Rick, I'm here. Thank you very much.
Good. Continue on what you were trying to communicate to all of us.
Thank you. Again, the Democrats, a bunch of them, the most liberal and high profile of the Democrats were downstairs in the basement of the Capitol building in a small, tiny room allocated to them by the, or allowed by the Republican. Anyway, to make a long story short, the crux of the matter was that they were presenting evidence, nothing to do with 9/11 at all, just to do with the lies that were perpetrated to get us into a war with Iraq. And they didn't even mention specifically, which I hope they were going to, because it lasted an hour and a half, and this CIA retired guy was excellent, telling the truth. He's a truth teller. I forget his name. I wish I would remember, because he's the kind of guy you want to bring on the program. He really knows what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what the bottom line is that the Democrats down there have been so used to getting the publicity that they seek all the time when they seek it, because most of the time it's a demoralizing situation. This time, when I'm sitting there watching this, I'm wondering to myself, here comes the Boston Globe, which is an arm of the New York Jewish Times, and I'm wondering how they're going to report this meeting in the basement of the Capitol building. And they don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a word in the Boston Globe about it.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, I'm watching the propaganda NBC, ABC, CBS news flicking through. And you know what? The only news about this impeachment procedure initiation meeting,
mm-hmm.
you know what they report on it?
What was that?
That it's anti-Semitic. Because
all right.
That CIA agent made a statement that we were over there because of Israel. And they considered it anti-Semitic, and they put it on the news for about 10 seconds and called it an anti-Semitic meeting.
Well, now, we've had a number of Jewish neocons say essentially the same thing. So I gather then, according to the Jewish media, they too must be anti-Semitic.
Well, the Jewish media didn't even cover it in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line of the coverage is nothing. So what's happening is, and what I see is this, Rick, I see these people melting down.
Mm-hmm.
I see the Republicans melting down. I see the Democrats who are used to having the press with them being abandoned by the press because the press is owned by the Jews and the Jewish Zionist propaganda approach,
mm-hmm.
and they're not in keeping with what they're looking for as far as taking over property over there. Therefore, they're not getting the exposure that they're used to. So they're going to start figuring out a little bit more about what's going on with the press. At the same time, while Bush is having this impeachment and lie and all of this stuff potentially brought up, in Europe, you have the European Union falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And what the point is here is that these people on both sides, even if they're warring against themselves at the top, I believe, are starting to crack. And they're starting to feel the pressure of the truth beginning to encompass them and pressure them. And they know that they have to hurry up with whatever agenda that they're going to
yeah.
do. And they're going to make mistakes now.
Did you happen to mention the name? Was it Congressman James Moran?
Yes.
Was that one of them?
Yes.
Well, you know, he was one of the initial skeptics about the war and who came right out, as you probably recall, a couple
I
of
do
years
recall.
Ago. He said that Israel was beating the drums for war, which they were, and he was forced to apologize.
Right. He was branded anti-Semitic.
Right.
And they made him cower.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
I
he
think,
did.
I think outwardly he did, but inwardly he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that these Democrats, the first time I'm going to support the Democrats what they do, I think. But, you know, the bottom line is that there's a group of people. And then you have Sensenbrenner this week
mm-hmm.
totally melting down
yeah.
in the session. Did you see a picture of it at all?
I missed that picture.
He didn't take his meds or something that day.
Yeah.
And he was just totally acting like, he was making judges look like choir boys,
mm-hmm.
sitting as chairman of that committee, and Amnesty International was talking about Gitmo, and they were not willing to listen to anything. He wasn't. And they actually left Nadler there. Now that's the big fat Jew from New York, Nadler.
Yeah, Nadler, Jerry Nadler.
Right. Left him sitting there, so the chairman walks out of the meeting, and there's Nadler shaking his head, and rightly so, Because the guy walked out with the gavel. It was like a little kid walking out with his toys, and we're not playing his game anymore.
Well, you know, Scott, just for purposes of brevity, you may have seen the headline in most of the press today that was flashed from the New York Times, and it was entitled locally, "Poll Finds Growing Dissatisfaction with Washington. Both Bush and Congress are faulted for the handling of a wide variety of issues, ranging from the war to Social Security." There is, in fact, a major undercurrent of dissatisfaction going on within the American people's hearts right now.
And the world, Rick.
But right here, there's the rumblings and the beginnings of people who are beginning to understand that they are being ruled by a foreign global elite.
Right.
And that elite, of course, is in Jerusalem. Now, here's the whole point. What we have is a dissatisfaction that the media bosses are beginning to take note of through their polls and so forth. This is the beginning, in my opinion, of the unraveling of George Bush and his tenure for these globalists.
Is going out of business, and it's not going to be long from now. Because they can't control his meds either. I've seen him on some of his stump speeches, and he is just like a babbling fool.
You see, what happens, though? Here's the point. The Zionists and the globalists create a problem, which is not really a problem at all, Iraq. Then they create a war. They bring us into that war knowing full well there was no justification for that war, knowing full well that the lies that were being told were transparent. Nevertheless, they beat the drumbeats. The New York Times, Washington Post, all of this Jewish media beat the drumbeats for war in Iraq, knowing, as I said, knowing there was absolutely no confirmation of the idea that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction any longer or that they were planning to use them. Yeah. So what they've done now is discredit George Bush. After they built up George Bush to do their dirty work, now they're beginning to discredit him and his administration, so now they can take him down and take us to the next step the next plank, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. But Rick, one thing I'd like to leave you with, and that comes out of the art of war, and I believe that the people who are perpetrating this on us, their purpose is to weaken America any way they can, whether it's immigrants coming in or sending our young boys over there with depleted uranium and whatever it is. But in Sun Tzu's Art of War, in Chapter 2, it says, doing battle.
Uh-huh.
And it says, and this is brief, when you do battle, even if you are winning, if you continue for a long time, it will dull your forces and blunt your edge. When your forces are dulled and your edge is blunted,
mm-hmm.
your strength is exhausted,
mm-hmm.
and your supplies are gone, then others will take advantage, of your debility and rise up.
Yes.
It goes on to say, therefore, mm-hmm. I have heard of military operations that were clumsy but swift, but I have never seen one that was skillful and lasted a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, when a country, and this is our country, USA, when a country is impoverished by military operations, it is because of transporting supplies to a distant place, $200 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Transport supplies to a distant place, and the populace will be impoverished. Those who are near the army sell at high prices. Because of high prices, the wealth of the common people is exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
These people know exactly what they're doing to us. And they're using Sun Tzu's Art of War in reverse so that we do everything wrong and that we become weak and underdeveloped and in a panic and in a crisis. And then, Rick, when they go to martial law, I think they have a bed for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'm ever going to sleep in it.
No.
I'm not going.
You won't be going in, that's for sure.
I'm not going.
You'll be going down, maybe, but not in.
Well, you know what? I'm 50 years old now. My father was a jet pilot in the Marine Corps. He only made it to 28. I got bonus years already.
My gosh. Oh, brother. Okay, I appreciate that.
Rick,
great
I appreciate the time you gave me. Lots
Thank
of time.
You,
God
Scott.
Bless you,
hey,
brother.
God bless you, too. Thanks for the call. All right. By the way, off air, we had a question now from someone who did not want to go on air, but asked a question, how will gun control be affected by what you were talking about? I assume, since I've talked about quite a bit tonight, that when I was referring to these camps, these detention centers that are empty right now, that this person is making reference, well, how will gun control be affected? I don't know exactly what you mean by that. Maybe you could call back and clarify and be more specific. If you're suggesting that will people be allowed to carry guns as they're being kidnapped and abducted, I don't think so. I don't believe so. Gun control works fine in a prison camp. It works very well. If you mean, is gun control going to proceed and precede this particular episode of martial law, I don't think so either. I think there will be a declaration at some point in our future of martial law. We've already seen it on 9/11, but a much greater amount and a much greater detail when the powers that be decide they are going to launch another strike. And I don't mean Osama. I mean the CIA. 800-313-9443 is our number. Toll free. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. And this is Uncensored Radio, Free America. Spread the word. Hello, Rodney. You're next in Texas. How are you?
Well, good evening, Rick.
Yes, good evening.
You threw out a rhetorical question earlier about the FEMA camps. I guess the gist of the question was, do you think that these camps are really for us, American citizens?
Yes.
I'd like to answer that question.
Okay, be my guest.
I think the obvious answer is yes. Because isn't it weird how they use this doublespeak? Now, according to that piece of propaganda that you read from FEMA or the OHS,
mm-hmm.
They were supposedly set up for illegals coming into this country, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, we know that can't be the case because we got over 30 million illegals in the country right now, right?
That's what they tell me.
And they're still coming in groves.
Mm-hmm.
So the obvious answer is, yes, these camps are for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go along with that, Rick?
I do. I mean,
maybe my logic.
You know, it's not the first time in America.
Off, but
Rodney, it's not the first time in America that camps have been used to house Americans, is it?
No.
You remember in World War II what Roosevelt did to Americans who happened to be of Japanese persuasion.
Right.
And you know that Abe Lincoln did the same thing in the Civil War, totally ripped the Constitution apart. Woodrow Wilson did the same in World War I. These so-called anti-sedition laws were
right
in place.
Let me just add also to what you're saying. We have Tom Ridge saying that it's inevitable that we're going to be hit by another terrorist attack from al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tommy Franks saying that another terrorist attack would suspend the Constitution and
throw
put
it away
completely under martial law.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Tommy Thompson, before he left office, basically talking about biological attacks and how that would lead to martial law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, these people are giving us they're telling us what the game plan is. And now we've got Sensenbrenner trying suspend or add the 22nd Amendment, get rid of it.
Oh, yeah, we got to have a president in perpetuity, you know.
Right, so, I mean, they're giving us the game plan, and we know that George Bush's poll numbers are grossly down, and we know that the pattern, you know, the modus operandi prior to 9/11 was basically the same as it is right now. He was a very unpopular, inept president. He was not voted in by the majority of the people, but selected by this I hate to even call them Supreme Court anymore. you know, the United States Supreme Court, because they do things completely unorthodox and by international law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all of the indicators, the composite signs are there, Rick. I mean, but what's so sad is people are trying to observe these things with their physical eyes. Not that that's bad, but there's a lot of spiritual things going on around us here.
Yes, yes, you I'm see? Aware of that, Rodney.
And in fact, I would say that if you can't observe these things with your spiritual eyes,
mm-hmm.
you are in very, very bad shape. And just to prove what I'm talking about, I remember a friend of mine who was a missionary for nearly 60 years read a scripture out of Acts, the 7th chapter. Can I continue the thought on the other side?
Yes, okay, and then we're going to move along. Thank you very much, Rodney. We'll be right back. Time is short, and we have a lot of callers. We'll be back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Yeah, listen, how do you put a guy like Rick Adams on the air? He's insulting. He's terrible. He's attacking the people that make us happy. He's not one of us. He's not an American. He's nothing but a rabble-rouser.
Well, thank you for that, sir. I am the rabble-rouser, and we are back. And, Rodney, you're still there. You wanted to wrap up quickly. Go ahead.
Yes. I was just saying, being spiritually awake right now, Mm-hmm. It's very, very important. And a lot of people may not appreciate what I'm saying, but I do believe that whatever these wicked people in this government are going to do, it's going to come real, real swift. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate people who are able to physically see a lot of these events taking place around us. But I think, Rick, that if you're not spiritually strong and spiritually aware and watching things with your spiritual eye, you can be the most strongest physical specimen that there is, mm-hmm. but it's not going to do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I wanted to agree with some points that Scott was making about how this a lot of these things are wearing on the people, wearing on the troops.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading an article out of the Orlando Sentinel, and they were talking about a soldier who was just convicted. Was it today or yesterday?
Yes.
Another soldier.
We've got
mutiny.
Yeah, and the people are not being given the truth as to why.
Right.
Yeah.
And
okay,
these soldiers,
Rodney. I really have to move along because we've got a lot of callers, but thanks for your contributions as always. All right, Mike in Kentucky, you're next. Hi.
On the subject of the FEMA and the camps and stuff, I want to say I think that the turning point was in a lot of the preparedness, emergency management type stuff, was when they had an attitude or sea change, like they're wanting to do with our military bases. They changed from what used to be commonly called civil defense, where we prepared our communities for various disasters and things like that,
mm-hmm.
to this infrastructure protection, continuity of government attitude, you know, to protect the core central government. One of the reasons why we were able to defeat Britain in the War of 1812 is because not everything was centered on Washington, D.C. I mean, they had certified true and exact copies of all the founding documents. Didn't matter what they burned in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We still had, you know, copies of the Declaration, copies of the Constitution, different, you know, each state had its own duplicate of the government on its own scale, I think. So they tried burning. They thought if they could burn Washington that they would destroy our government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where we started going wrong in emergency management or, you know, trying to prepare for disasters was trying to protect that center of everything under the sea change, like mm-hmm. I call it, from civil defense to continuity of government. I think that's where things really screwed up. And that's been, you know, going on for 40 years.
Yeah, and
gradually.
Unfortunately, as I say, our greatest enemy in America today and the world is the American government, the U.S. government, out of control.
Whatever it is, de facto or whatever.
Right. It is a force that is threatening, really threatening the breakup of nations of the world. And when you think about it, I mean, only the United States can get away with this at this time.
It seems to have become the puppet of, as Eisenhower said, the military-industrial complex. You know, what the mega-wealthy social engineers want, they get out of our government, and we're kind of this, you know, mm-hmm. on the outside looking in.
Right, absolutely.
I don't know if there's any way possible we could get back to that decentralized, duplicated,
as I say, it is a spiritual battle, so we better get praying, first of all, for a spiritual revival, my friend. Thank you, Mike, from Kentucky.
Brother.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Hour number two, coming right up, Uncensored Radio Free America.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.